Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. You're listening to The Contact Show. I am Pat Shea, your host. And earlier this week, I was very proud to vote on Tuesday, and I hope all of you voted as well. Even though there's not much on the ballot, it's a good civic duty that everybody should partake in. Today's guest is the Kick the Stigma Foundation, and today I have board members Mary Brown, Shane Ellis, and Melissa Castro. Welcome to the show, and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. We're going to go to our commercial break, and we'll be right back with some questions for you guys.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
And we're back. If you just joined, today we have the Kick the Stigma Foundation, and we have their board members, Mary Brown, Shane Ellis, and Melissa Castro, and we welcome them to the show before our commercial break. So we're going to get right to the questions. Guys, can you tell me about the Kick the Stigma event and what inspired it? What brought it about?
Well, I guess we can start with it's a event for everyone, every age. Everyone who wants to come and have a good time and learn something about how can we look at stigma, how can we stop it, how can we educate people to, you know, because we know stigma affects everything and anything. Mental health is the biggest one, you know. We know in our area mental health is something, and we're all affected by it. You know, everybody has mental health in one way or another, be it, you know, it's something you see, something you don't, something you feel. But we know our community also does have the stigma when it comes to mental health in our area. We've seen it. You probably have dealt with it yourself. We wanted to show this can be a positive event. How do we do something positive to get rid of that stigma?
Yes, it's a shame that sometimes people are slow to get the help they need because, like you said, mental health can affect every part of your life, your job, your relationships, your parenting, your income, and good mental health has a positive effect on all of those things. So I'm glad that you guys have this event. What can families expect on Saturday, May 30th at the Du Bois City Park when the event starts?
Families can expect a fun day of just overall wellness. There's kickball tournaments that you can register for. There's pickleball tournaments. We got food trucks. You know, we have a lot of live speakers, some live bands coming. We have just a good day to connect as a community, to just build a stronger relationship as a community and get awareness out about mental health and how we're all affected by it one way or the other.
Absolutely. Why do you think it's important for communities like ours to have events like this that are centered around mental health awareness?
I think it's important because I think everyone in our community, we've talked about this before, it takes a village. And mental health is here. It is present in everyone's lives. It's in our community. And we talk about how people can do more, how you can be involved. And we just want to raise mental health awareness, acceptance, and support and reach as many people as we can in our community.
Well, that's a good thing to do for sure, because like you guys keep saying, it does affect everybody. Every family has somebody that's suffering from, and some could be anxiety, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, whatever it might be. And one thing in my business that we emphasize is you can have all those issues and still do foster parenting as long as the situation's controlled. So it's very good for people to feel comfortable to be honest about their situations and to get the help that they need. Is this event designed for any particular group?
No, I mean, anybody can come. We try to make it open to all ages, and we have events that are geared towards our younger kids, high school, middle school, elementary. We have a nice art contest. I mean, we definitely want to see where that goes. And what's nice about that is the overall winner of the art contest gets to have their winning picture, whatever it might be, on our t-shirt for the next year. So it's a nice little draw. But then we have, like, the kickball. That can be open up to any age. You know, we have open teams. You got pickleball. You know, that seems to be a more open range of ages to do that. But we also have stage events. You can just go and sit and listen. So it really doesn't matter what age you are. We even have the Wild World of Animals for our little guys who just love to see them bring out these all different forms of animals. I mean, it's pretty interesting. If you go, you'll like it too.
And it sounds like it's growing each year. It seems to be getting a bit bigger, which is great. I hope we don't get rain.
Cross your fingers.
Yes. You guys have done a good job of explaining why the event is important, but I was going to ask you why you think Mental Health Awareness Month in May is so important.
Well, mental health awareness is not just a month. Mental Health Awareness Month is a great thing for May, but mental health awareness has to be an everyday of our life thing. And that's a big thing, what Kick the Stigma is doing. We want to make this more of an everyday occurrence because we all struggle with something every day of our life. We can't just put it down to a month. But right now, this is why we're in May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, and this is, but it's an everyday fight for all of us as a community.
Gotcha. It's charting the course for the whole year.
Absolutely.
Because it's a year-long situation. What would you say are some common misconceptions about mental health?
Oh, boy, there are so many. But I'll narrow it down to the biggest one for me personally that I feel is that people will always be that way. They will always have that struggle, you know, like, oh, they're so-and-so in town. You know, they're labels that people get. Like, I honestly think that the biggest misconception is that people don't change, or their situation doesn't change, or that they're not trying hard enough, or they're not doing enough. You never know what anybody's dealing with until you walk in their shoes, until you actually have to tie your own laces.
Right, and one of the misconceptions that I just thought of was simply people think you can't function.
Yeah.
You can't work. Mm-hmm. You can't be a parent. And that's absolutely not the case. Anybody that is trying and is working on being stable can function very well. So that's definitely something that hinders people if they are afraid they can't work, mm-hmm. or that people think they can't.
Absolutely.
That's going to certainly not make them feel very open about talking about it. What would you say are some of the signs that somebody might be struggling emotionally or mentally that we might recommend, hey, you might want to get some help?
Well, you have your basic ones. Like, someone's dealing with depression, they may not want to be social with anybody. They may kind of keep to themselves. Maybe someone, and I can go to this extreme where somebody may be thinking of hurting themselves or thinking of suicide. You know, and those are also some big pieces to mental health. I mean, you can have extremes. Like you said, doing well, but they can still have mental health in their, you know, in their daily lives. Or someone's to the other end of the extreme where they're thinking of suicide, and what do they do? You know, what can they do? And I know you probably get to this question, but we have so many resources in our two-county area. We have hospitals. We have outpatient treatment providers. We have day programs. We have our crisis line. You know, there are a lot of people that you can reach out to.
We're blessed in Du Bois to have the hospital and the behavioral health unit. And I wish we had more resources, but we have more than many, and we're lucky to have those. And hopefully they'll stay. I've been hearing lately about some hospitals closing different departments and what have you, and hopefully we don't have to deal with that. What advice would you give somebody that wants help but is afraid to ask?
you don't be afraid to ask. That's the best advice that I can ever give you. That's what we worked so hard for, is to end that stigma. You know, there is a stigma behind mental health. A lot of people suffer from, you know, you were told your whole life, suck it up. You know, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, or you know, many different things. Well, it's not always that easy. So we as a community, the best thing that we can do as a community is come together and open our arms to people that may need a little bit of help. And we have to become stronger. We are strong with the resources we have in Du Bois, but there's always there's room for growth in this aspect. And that's a big thing about our event, is letting people know that it's okay. It's okay not to be okay.
And I guess that's the whole issue with the stigma. It's taking the fear away of people mm-hmm. from acknowledging they have an issue or seeking the help.
Absolutely.
So that would be a great thing to do. Do you have any thoughts about how friends and family can better support somebody going through a difficult time?
Show up.
Be there.
No matter what. Show up. If you're frustrated, show up. If you're sad, show up. Because let's be completely honest, whenever you are dealing and supporting someone who is struggling with their mental health, depending on how close that person is to you, sometimes it affects you in ways that you don't even really realize. It can be a trigger for your own self, but I have never regretted showing up for someone in all aspects. 1 o'clock in the morning, I've been in mid conversations and I've said, hey, I'm on my way.
That's
just show
wonderful.
Up. Be loving, be kind, be understanding, be supportive, and understand that it's not how you think about it. It's how they feel about the situation, what they're going through. So just be there for them.
And I guess when you think about it, one of the issues is people tend to withdraw. I know I went mm-hmm. through a divorce and I was incredibly depressed for a long time, and I kind of stayed home and hid because I wasn't in the mood to see people. But that's when I really needed to be interacting.
Yeah.
And so a good friend can be a big help. They don't have to be a professional sometimes, just giving somebody a shoulder to lean on.
Absolutely.
Well, we touched on what our resources are in the area. And again, we are quite blessed, even though we could certainly use some more. I know sometimes agencies have staffing issues because we just don't have enough therapists and psychiatrists and all the professionals in the area. But we are lucky to have more than many nearby. How do you guys think schools, workplaces, and families can help kick the stigma surrounding mental health?
I mean, I think looking at businesses, organizations, they have to have some kind of program built in and to let their employees know it's safe to talk about whatever that might be going on. You know, you may be dealing with a mental illness and you may need some extra time off. You may need a little bit extra help. That should be offered and available to anybody who may need it. I mean, it has to be positive. It has to be brought out into a positive light that it's okay. We have this available for you. If you need it, use it. And I think that's the best thing a company can do, is just make sure that they know that it's there.
What message would you like our listeners to take away from your event this weekend or next weekend?
A message that I personally would love everybody to understand and take away from it is that we all struggle. It's not, and it's very individualized. Just because I deal with trauma that I might be going through, or depression or anxiety a certain way, does not mean everybody does. And it's okay. It's all right. And there's members of our community, and there's a lot of professionals out there. There's help out there for you. So if you are struggling in any aspect of any way, I know myself personally, you don't know me, come up to me. I will do whatever I can to help you. I will go out of my way to make sure you get what you need, and I'll be there for you. And I know everybody I work with they'll second that. So, and we as a community need to all be that way. we need to understand that it's okay not to be okay, and a lot of us are going through it.
Yes, and we're lucky, we didn't mention the VA center where the veterans can go for assistance, and mm-hmm. I'll just quickly mention, I had an uncle that was in Vietnam, and he was a photographer, and his job was to photograph the battle scenes afterwards, and he came out totally shattered, and mm-hmm. he ended up dying in a VA hospital in southern New York State. He just couldn't survive what he had to endure. And that's something that happened in June of 1972, and I was just a few years old, but I still remember the impact that it had on my grandmother, who lived 30 years after that, and she would cry till the day she died if you mentioned Uncle Tom's name. So, and I remember that as how old was I? 6 years old. So it really does have a huge impact on the entire family. Mm-hmm. So rest in peace, Uncle Tom. I hope you're doing okay up in heaven. Have you guys noticed a change in attitudes about mental health in recent years?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the more that we talk about it, the more that we put it out there, the more that we educate people and put resources out there. As you've mentioned, Kick the Stigma has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger each year. We have more people that want to be involved, more kids that want to come. The art contest, like Mary was saying, like, it is a wonderful thing to watch people come together for the day and be there and support one another. Like, I've seen people at Kick the Stigma while speakers are talking and they're crying because it impacts them in a good way. It's tears of joy. It's not like tears of sadness. You know, you see the difference. So I think by watching it grow, we're seeing the attitude in the community change towards it and being more welcoming.
And I guess conversation period helps bring understanding mm-hmm. and awareness. And
absolutely.
A more positive attitude. What would you guys say Kick the Stigma means personally to you? Does anybody want to take that one?
I guess it's just a place where we want to see our community come and just kind of walk around, see what's going on, take in what the people speaking, you know, hear what they have to say, or, you know, join us. Join our Kick the Stigma. Become part of the planning. Just become part of it. Just, you know, we all need to kick the stigma. Come be part of our desire to kick the stigma in our area. You know, we love to see more people. We absolutely would accept any kind of assistance. And I think it'll make them feel better, too, to be part of a larger.
I guess that's a good message to send. Come on out on the 30th. What are the hours? We didn't talk about the hours.
9 to 5.
Wow, a full day. 9 to 5. Don't stay home. Don't isolate. Come on out to the city park from 9 to 5. We're going to pray that there's no rain, and that will be on May 30th. And it's hard to believe we're almost done with this month. I can't believe Monday is Memorial Day, but I'm looking forward to the day off. For somebody listening right now that might be struggling, what message would you want them to hear today?
It's okay, and there's a lot of help out there for you, but you have to let people know sometimes. You know, it's okay to reach out. It's okay to not be okay, and let's move forward and get you the resources and the help that you need. And I'll be happy personally to do that if you need it.
What would you guys say is one healthy habit that people can start today to improve their mental wellness?
Communication. Talking to the people around you.
That is a good one. That's in line with don't be silent, don't isolate. Does anybody have a suggestion on how they personally de-stress?
I know for me personally, I used to go get coffee every morning. That was a big de-stressor for me in the morning, but I'm really good about journaling So maybe there's people around me. Sometimes I feel like I might overwhelm them a little bit with some of like my thoughts or emotions, as Shane was saying and Mary has said, we all go through it. So journaling is a big thing for me, and finding a healthy habit and an outlet to get out frustration, like the gym.
Yes. Keeping active.
Yes.
A lot of times people when they withdraw, they aren't talking. They aren't doing, and that isn't good. Sometimes just the activity lifts your spirits and keeps you going. We're going to go to our last commercial break, and then we'll be back.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
So folks, if you're just joining, you're listening to Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7. This is The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and today our guests are from the Kick the Stigma Foundation, and we have board members Mary Brown, Shane Ellis, and Melissa Castro. And their event is going to be on May 30th from 9 to 5 at the Dubois City Park. And their website is called kickthestigma.info, and they're going to have food. Let me say that again. They're going to have food. Everybody loves food. So come on out for the food, and you'll see all kinds of exhibits. Would one of you like to wrap up with what all's going to be there for the kids and the families, and maybe tell us a little bit about the food?
Well, right now we have six food trucks.
Oh, wow.
So we've got quite a variety, from drinks to pizza and everything in between. So we definitely want everybody to come out and check out the food trucks. Like we said before, we've got the kickball, pickleball art contest. That's going to be going on pretty much throughout the day. We will have speakers from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., which will include personal stories, stories of recovery. We have some bands. We have our MC, DJ. He's Boston Backer, who's got a story of his own, which he will share with us. And he also does some tricks, some magic tricks and things like that. We already said about the wild world of animals that we all know that the kids love. We'll have provider tables throughout the park, pretty much in front of the amphitheater. I know we have a dunk tank coming.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to the dunk tank.
Oh, those are fun.
Charlie the Jester will be walking around. He'll be doing a couple of things throughout the park. What else am I missing?
The chalk contest. We have the basket raffles.
50-50. We have some students from the high school doing face painting, hair braiding, chalk art. So we've got a nice group of students coming.
Well, that sounds like a good time. Let's pray for no rain, but you do have some awnings in case it does rain though, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming, and I want to thank you guys for holding this event, because mental health is certainly an issue that affects everybody, including me. So thanks for sharing today, and I wish you luck on your event.
Thank you.
Thank you.